Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're joined by John Sandy, the fourth principal with Argentum Partners. We're going to talk about the country of Greece and a lot of gaming for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
The holidays are upon us, a time of celebration, family gathering, and gratitude. There are gifts to be wrapped, feasts prepared, love shared, and memories made. Life is precious, so let us cherish each other and all that we have. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We thank you for letting us enrich your lives, and thank you for your support throughout the year. Happy holidays.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got a great show coming up here with John Sandy IV. He's principal with Argentum Partners. I wanted to start out with you with a topic that kind of shocked me. You and I both were recently in Greece. And the thing that shocked me was in Athens, so many people, regular people, talked openly about the crisis. Mm. And I've never been in a place where people spoke with no hope. Because I asked several people, well, when do you think this, you know, because we had our crisis for 10 years.
Sure.
And then it ended and we're back to booming. You talk to people in Athens, they say, we don't see an end.
Yeah, I think that just shows you how tough of a situation they had. I mean, I think a lot of Americans were really scarred. I can speak for myself. I know, you know, watching your life savings kind of diminish, the value of your house kind of diminish. There's some rough periods, and I think that sticks with me even today on choices that I make with finances and this and that. I think when you think that they had it, a factor of how many times worse than what we did, and they still don't really even have a view towards what their future could be to get back. We talked about homelessness, we talked about this. So the thing that was so amazing to me about Athens was going from the airport to the Acropolis, or kind of the tourist center, and driving through these areas where 50% of the buildings were abandoned. I mean, there's just graffiti.
Right.
It's just, you know, you can visualize the crisis that they had. And, it's a fascinating area. I will say that I felt like, I don't know if the people I interacted with had that sense of hopelessness. There was a couple of cab drivers I interacted with, and I think they are feeling that maybe things are getting slightly better and that maybe there is some hope moving forward. But it's a very interesting region in our globe that I definitely would encourage people to see, especially now, because you can find some great deals.
Oh, amazing deals. And you're not exaggerating when you say 50% abandoned buildings. We traveled down to the southern part of Athens, which goes past all these beach properties, beautiful beaches, and all of them, well, not all of them, but the majority of the buildings along that way were dilapidated, graffiti covered. And the other thing that struck me, especially from living in Nevada and being in Las Vegas and seeing cranes everywhere, there are no cranes in Athens.
No, there's no development. There's no, that and even the tourist areas, they are just putting lipstick on the pig. Like, I don't think that the companies, the businesses, even though they're making a decent amount of money on tourism, have the resources to really invest in their business and invest in what they have. Is that, I know you traveled to some of the Greek islands, and the problems extend there. And these are really tourist places. I mean, they're focused most mainly on tourism, which hasn't slowed down as much. But even there, I mean, the dilapidation, I will tell you, I was shocked by how hard these people worked. The bellboys at our hotels were telling me they work 7 days a week, 14, 15, 16, 17 hours a day. Like, they just don't stop working. And I think that's in large part because if they don't work, they'll lose their job. If they lose their job, they lose everything. They have a lot of people depending on them.
And you make a really good point, because everybody you dealt with who had a job was doing that job to the best of their ability.
Absolutely.
Because if they don't keep that job, there ain't another one. Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Nevada issues after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Sandy IV. He's a principal with Argentum Partners. This has all happened recently, but I haven't had a chance to talk to people about this, so I'm starting with you.
Oh boy.
Your response to MGM selling off the land and properties of Bellagio to the Real Estate Investment Trust and then leasing back the property. Your thoughts on that?
You know, gaming is always changing. I mean, it's consolidation, it's breaking apart, it's going private, it's going public. This is just another iteration in the history of gaming in our state. I mean, MGM is one of the largest gaming companies on the planet. They've been doing very well in Vegas, but, you know, to generate the value for shareholders, to, you know, they have to always be a step ahead of everything. And I think that this, you know, obviously the powers that be, the executives looked at this, you know, creative deal, you know, leasing back the property, probably reduces some risk on their part. I mean, the Bellagio is aging. They have a lot invested in Vegas, so, you know, maybe getting some cash out and diversifying a little bit is not the worst thing for a company like MGM. My reaction is interesting, but not surprising. Things are always happening in gaming.
And there was tremendous pressure on MGM to raise the stock price.
Yeah.
And so they've been doing everything they can, letting go of 1,000 executives, which is interesting because they've all been landing at other properties that are going to compete with MGM. And then this frees up, obviously, a huge amount of capital that comes back to MGM to either reinvest in their properties or, as you put it, to return to shareholders. But the thing that I've talked to a couple of casino owners, and what they've said to me is their concern is with these real estate investment trusts is that if you've sold the land, then when a recession comes, you don't have that land to be able to utilize to raise money. Is that your thought?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the calculus that you go into. I mean, obviously the value of the Bellagio land is very, I don't know what the ultimate sales price was, but it's pretty, $4 billion that you can borrow against in times of need is obviously an attractive business proposition to have. But you know, depending on what they do, they're going to take that value out now, and like you said, or like we both said, either return some of it to shareholders, diversify. I mean, maybe they're looking at plays in Japan or, you know, outside the country that they need money for, and this is a very creative way to get that capital to do whatever they feel is most valuable for the MGM at this point.
Did it surprise you they didn't sell to their own real estate investment trust and instead sold to Blackstone, who also owns Cosmopolitan and around 10,000 homes in Las Vegas, which is they own an incredible amount of land in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and I don't know the discussions that went behind that. I think probably part of it was a comfort with Blackstone and the way that they're operating, working with the Cosmo, probably gave them some comfort that this is a good partner to go with. And Blackstone probably wants to increase their portfolio in Nevada. And so it was a win-win deal at this point. You know, obviously there's lots of things that are going to happen between now and the future. And looking back at this deal, was this the best deal? Maybe. Was it the worst? Probably not.
And they're looking to potentially do more.
Yeah.
The other big deal that involved MGM was selling Circus Circus to Phil Ruffin.
Yeah.
And I want to point out that I know quite a few 85-year-olds, and most of them are not buying Circus Circus. Phil is one of the most amazing business people I've ever come across. And he's purchased 100 acres on Las Vegas Strip property, if you include the land of Circus Circus, the fairgrounds, the RV park. That's a lot of land. That's almost twice as much as City Center.
Yeah, I mean, how fortunate are we, though, to live in a state with characters, you know, like Phil Ruffin, like Sheldon Adelson, like Alex Morello? I mean, these people are, you know, I've got to experience a little bit of time with them, and they look at the world slightly different. You know, they're motivated by different things than a lot of us are. And, you know, hopefully I have a career that is well enough to, when I'm 85, I can go do things, whether buying up, dilapidated properties that need a lot of investment and a lot of work. I don't know if that's what I would spend my days doing at 85, but that's what I'm saying with guys like Phil. I mean, they're just wired a little bit differently.
You know, one of the interesting things that Phil Ruffin said was that he's going to invest in, Slots of Fun. And redo that property, but he wasn't going to do the rooms at Circus Circus because he couldn't get the return in value for investing money into those rooms. So the revenue per room, RevPAR, just wasn't there. But he was talking about it's not only a great land deal, but it's a great cash flow deal as well, which makes me wonder why MGM gave it up when it had all those benefits. Huge land, huge cash flow.
Well, I think MGM has a lot on their plate. I mean, they're one of the largest gaming companies in the planet. And I think when you look at their portfolio of hotels, they have a lot of opportunities and a lot of needs. And I don't know that spending the resources into the Circus was necessarily the best use of their money, and so they probably made the business calculation that this is a good property to find somebody to purchase. And you know, hey, these are very smart businessmen, and I'm not necessarily one to second guess their business decisions.
So. And me neither, but yeah. It's great conversation.
Absolutely.
Let's take a break. More with John Sandy when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Sandy IV. He's a principal with Argentum Partners. You know, as we look at all the things that are going on, one of the things that surprised me was on a conference call recently that Las Vegas Sands, and you represent them in some matters, was, you know, taking another look at Japan and wondering whether the amount of investment was worth going into Japan for, not saying that they weren't going to do it, but just questioning. Mm-hmm. That's the first time we've seen that in what could potentially be a $40 billion a year marketplace. Did that surprise you?
Opening up gaming in any market, any new market, is extremely risky. The Sands were one of the early adopters in trying to go into China, and it paid off very, very well for the company. They've done very, very well.
That would be the understatement of the world.
that's true. Would be, but they were very smart and strategic in doing that. I don't know if you can, what is it, lightning in a bottle? Like, you know, Japan is a very unique marketplace. It's not, there are different challenges. The amount of investment that you're going to need to put in to not only obtain a license, which is going to be an extremely competitive process, but to build the type of resort that you're going to need to build in Japan is going to be a very risky proposition, especially, you know, as we've been talking, and I've watched, you know, a lot of your guests always reference, and maybe we are talking ourselves into a recession, but we don't know where this global economy is necessarily heading. And so while I think the Las Vegas Sands has been very bullish on a lot of opportunities in gaming as it expands and kind of becomes more accepted worldwide, I think they're going to look at a lot of their opportunities. So with that, was I surprised? I think I probably, right? Because you look at the success that they had in China. And
well, they were so bullish on it. I mean, he was the first one to say, Sheldon Adelson said, I'm going to invest $10 billion into this integrated resort. The difference between Macau and Japan was $10 billion in Macau would have been 10 resorts.
Exactly.
$10 billion in Japan would be one resort. But on the other hand, in Singapore, they have one resort that they're expanding by $1 billion.
Absolutely, which has been a tremendous property for them. And so, yes, I think that's probably why they were so bullish on Japan, was because of the opportunity that you see. I think as they, you know, do their due diligence and things come to light, the challenges that the marketplace is going to demand, and the potential for our economy maybe not to continue the way that it has been. I think it maybe they definitely didn't say they're abandoning their plans for Japan. They're just measuring and being calculated, which you would expect a very shrewd business person and a very well-run company to do.
Let's talk about Alex Morello. You brought him up earlier in the program. He has purchased the Sahara, mm-hmm. and is the owner of the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, which, in my estimation, he has developed to a point where it is a more attractive property than it was under Kirk Kerkorian. Mm-hmm. And when Kirk Kerkorian built it, it was the gold standard in the world. Do you feel, as I do, that he is being underestimated by people on the Strip, and that when he gets this thing cranked up and really going, that he's going to blow people away?
Wow, what a tremendous question. Yes, I think he's being undervalued.
Just based on Reno and his other businesses.
Yes, exactly. I mean, here's a guy who's self-made. I mean, comes from parents of Cuban immigrants was not a wealthy family growing up, and he's built this. I mean, he is now the owner of the Phoenix Coyotes. I think I probably need to disclose, just for purposes, we also represent the Grand Sierra and Alex. But I mean, just having the opportunity to sit in a room with this guy and see how he looks and just how fiery he is. He is such his intellect and just view at business is unmatched. And so I hesitate to say, is he being undervalued by Las Vegas? I think everybody sees, Alex has been sniffing around Las Vegas for a while. He's met with a lot of these owners, and I think they probably respect and value what he is doing. So amongst those people, I don't think that he's necessarily being undervalued. As the general public, to see what he's done with the Grand Sierra, I think is amazing. And I think the plans that he has for the Sahara and what they've already started implementing down there is going to be equally amazing down there to bring to life a property that has struggled under a lot of different ownerships. And so if anybody can do it, I think Alex can. He's willing to take the risks that are necessary to thrive in an environment that is as competitive as Las Vegas is.
And it was interesting, I had some conversations with people pretty high up in his organization who are no longer there, I should point out, who talked about the fact that he had 5 and 10 year plans for Reno, for example, mm-hmm. that whether he stayed or whether he sold the property, he would make money. And he was already well on that track. And with all the entertainment entities that he owns, broadcast, radio and television, he has the opportunity to do a lot of self-marketing that other properties just don't have. They're paying for it. He would already own it.
Well, and it goes further than that. I mean, banking, construction, I mean, so he has this conglomeration of companies that all kind of nicely, like, gaming needs every aspect of businesses that he's already involved in. So he's not only making money in gaming, he's making money on the banking and, a lot of to your point, the production, the radio stations that he owns, the marketing, the advertising, I mean, all these things. And he's got a stranglehold in Los Angeles, which is where a lot of people come from to go to Las Vegas. So is he going to get a head start on marketing the Sahara project to people in LA? Maybe. I mean, is that in his plans? Probably.
The other thing is the previous ownership of Grand Sierra, which sits, for those in Southern Nevada that may not know, on 150 acres worth of land, which is huge. I mean, you can't really tell because it's a parking lot mm-hmm. that surrounds the property, but it's 150 acres. The previous ownership was talking about the potential to develop 7 condo towers along the river. With the housing shortage in Northern Nevada, is that even a discussion point at this?
So what I would say is, as far as it relates to the land that they have, there's lots of things in discussion. I don't think they've pulled the trigger or necessarily picked a lane on what they want to do. They recognize that there is a lot of opportunity with the land that they have. I would think that alternative housing, different projects are definitely there. I think entertainment venues, I think there's a lot of things that they are looking at right now.
All right, we don't have time for a break here, but I wanted to change the topic to another one here, which is, with the expansion of the convention center and all that's going on along the northern part of the Strip, this is really an amazing time. You've got The Genting project is going to open up the end of next year. Drew is supposed to open up in 2022. You got Circa in downtown Las Vegas.
Can I just also throw in a plug for the Madison Square Garden property, which is going to be absolutely spectacular.
Okay, that's the Sphere
that
is connected to the Las Vegas Sands Convention Center. Explain to folks who may not know what's going to be in there.
So it's going to be stunning. It really is. I was fortunate enough to go to kind of the groundbreaking ceremony that they had to demonstrate some of the technology that's going to go in there. And really, it's an entertainment venue. I think it's 17,000 seats, so not huge, but so it's going to be really intimate for
17,000 seats. Huge by comparison with Raider Stadium.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You got about 30 seconds.
So, I mean, really, Madison Square Garden is coming in. They're going to be running this venue that's going to be, you know, an entertainment venue, so you can think concerts, Cirque shows, like all the things that Vegas is known for. But the technology that they're implementing through sound, touch, taste, visual, I mean, it's going to be spectacular. It's a circular sphere, and the screens are going to go all the way around, so you're going to be able to see everything around you. And I think it's going to be a tremendous project and successful down in Vegas.
When's the opening date?
Oh, boy. I want to say it's middle of next year.
Amazing.
Yeah.
John, thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Everywhere is Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.